From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin. In a few minutes, the Boy Scouts of America has a new leader, but first, today is Election Day. Republican nominations for Lieutenant Governor, Attorney General, and nearly a dozen statehouse seats will be settled. Texas Democrats will choose their statewide nominees for the U.S. Senate and Agriculture Commissioner. KERA's Lauren Silverman spoke with voters trickling into an Oak Cliff polling station.
John Terrell only took a few minutes inside selecting his candidates for the Democratic ballot.
It's a much shorter ballot than last time, I'll have to say that.
Terrell says he's pretty happy with the options and tends to favor the candidates who show an interest in his community.
And the ones that come out and shake hands and greet the people in neighborhoods, I think, is a great thing, so I like to support them.
Larry and Suzanne Sellers are voting in the Republican Party's primary runoff election. They hope incumbent David Dewhurst is ousted by his opponent, Senator Dan Patrick, as candidate for lieutenant governor.
Dewhurst has been in long enough. He's a career politician, and we've had enough of those.
Also in Oak Cliff to cast a ballot in the Republican Party's runoff is Donna Lackey. Her number one concern, the economy.
We're frustrated. We're tired of working ourselves to death. My husband's retired and still working because we cannot live on Social Security.
Lackey also says she's tired of the Republican mudslinging. Both David Dewhurst and his opponent Dan Patrick have been going after each other in dozens of debates and online videos. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.
KERA will bring you live updates on election returns on 90.1 and at keranews.org after the polls close. The Boy Scouts of America, based in Irving, recently ended its ban on openly gay youth members. Last week, the Scouts chose a new president, Robert Gates. He says he supports the decision and he has some experience. Gates was defense secretary when he oversaw the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. KERA's Eric Austin talked with the former Texan A&M president about the new job.
Secretary Gates, thanks for joining us on KERA.
It's my pleasure.
Why take on this opportunity?
Boy Scouts played a big role in my youth. I had a lot of great adventures and a lot of fun, but at the same time, it taught me a great deal about leadership, working with others, and teamwork.
Last year, the Boy Scouts voted to end its ban on openly gay youth members. I'm wondering where you stand on the end of that ban and how you think it affects the Boy Scouts going forward.
I thought it was important for the Scouts to address the issue, and I supported moving forward and would have supported a decision to include gay scout masters and adult volunteers in scouting. However, I very much support the decision that was made to welcome gay youth, and I think it's important to implement it in a way that provides a safe and secure environment for gay kids where they don't have to worry about being disrespected or bullied. For us to try and take the next step at this point, given the passions and the views that strong views that exist on both sides of the issue, would be very divisive to the movement and could permanently fracture it. And I think the key thing here is to keep the interests of the kids first.
When you were defense secretary, you oversaw the repeal of the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy on gay men and lesbians serving openly in the military. I'm wondering how you compare the end of the Boy Scout ban with the end of Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
Well, I opened CIA to gays to serve openly as well. And so I think it's pretty clear that I'm certainly not anti-gay. Part of it, though, is that at CIA and the Department of Defense, when the boss gives an order, everybody salutes and more or less does what has been decided. Boy Scout is a volunteer organization. You have to listen to the people who comprise the movement and be sensitive to their views as well, and you just can't sort of summarily order something done, and I think it wouldn't work even if I tried it.
Now, Boy Scout membership has declined in recent years, and I know the Girl Scouts membership has declined as well. You know, there are so many activities that kids can do these days. How do you get more boys into scouting to try to reverse that membership decline?
The new program that we're developing on for STEM, for science, technology, engineering, and math, is an important innovation. I think continuing to modernize the program. But, you know, the truth of the matter is there's almost nothing out there like scouting in terms of getting people out of their house and into the wilderness, into the mountain, to hike and do all those other things. And so I think we can't abandon that part of the program. Where I think we have a huge opportunity is in underserved communities around the country. And getting Hispanic, African-American, and Asian-American community leaders involved in scouting, I think that will help our recruitment
Now, the Boy Scouts are based in Irving. I'm wondering if you're moving to Dallas.
No, I might be tempted to spend too much time down at Texas A&M if I moved to Dallas.
Very good point. Secretary Gates, congratulations on the new job, and thanks so much for joining us on KERA.
My pleasure. Thank you.
While parts of drought-stricken Texas are trying to get water, big oil companies are trying to get rid of it. Wastewater, that is. They're doing it through disposal wells, but there are concerns over where these disposal wells are being built. State Impact reporter Dave Failing has the story.
In the drought-stricken Texas counties where every drop of water is increasingly more precious, any threat to what water they do have is taken very seriously. And one threat that has emerged is something called a disposal well. They are wells that, instead of being used to bring stuff up out of the ground, they work in reverse. They're used to send wastewater deep into the ground. There are now some 7,500 disposal wells in Texas, with more on the way. That's because they are desperately needed by the booming oil and gas drilling industry. The industry needs to get rid of millions of gallons of wastewater generated when rigs drill oil and gas wells. The wastewater can be tainted with crude oil, chemicals, and salt. In theory, the wastewater is supposed to be pumped deep underground, far deeper than the clean groundwater used by homes and farms. But there have been a few problems. A year ago, we reported how one disposal well shook up folks in Frio County, where Henry Martinez is a police chief.
The explosion was heard. I heard it because I was right here downtown on Oak Street. Then I saw the billows of smoke coming out.
A spark had ignited vapors as tanker trucks were unloading wastewater at the site. But the explosion hasn't been the only concern.
My name is Hugh Fitzsimmons. I'm a rancher in Dimmitt County, Texas.
At a hearing of the Texas Railroad Commission last week in Austin, state drilling regulators heard from Hugh Fitzsimmons, who serves on the local groundwater conservation district. Fitzsimmons told how waste being pumped down a disposal well started leaking back to the surface over a quarter mile away. Turns out the wastewater had found its way underground to an old abandoned oil well. The wastewater traveled up the old oil well and started coming out onto ranch land.
Luckily, it was found by the landowner, but this could have been a travesty of epic proportions. If that wastewater had gotten down into our aquifer, that could have spelled the end for our town.
That's why he and others told state regulators there needs to be strict oversight, and that of all people, those who work with water conservation districts, whose job it is to protect public water supplies, should have a right to challenge the state permits issued to companies that want to use disposal wells. But one big oil company said, not so fast.
There is no statutory right to a hearing.
That's a lawyer for Marathon Oil, John Hicks. Marathon wants to put a disposal well in Gonzales County. Hicks said under Texas law, only local governments, not water conservation districts, can challenge the issuance of a disposal well permit. And besides, he said Marathon's proposed disposal well is 4 miles outside the boundary of the water conservation district. And that was what convinced the three members of the commission that Marathon Oil was right. Commissioner Christy Craddock.
To me, we've got to look at the facts of every specific case. And obviously, if it was in the district, I think that's a different conversation we'd be having today. But it's, to me, not.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. The ayes have it. Motion carries.
Commissioner, I have it.
The vote means the Water Conservation District cannot present its concerns that the disposal well might be a threat to its valuable groundwater. It was a disappointment to environmentalists who called the vote a terrible decision. It was also a decision by the three elected commissioners that ran contrary to what the commission's own staff had recommended. A staff memo to the commissioners said given the increasing water needs of Texas, conservation districts should have every right to challenge the permits. For State Impact Texas, I'm Dave Failing.
A severe thunderstorm watch is in effect until 11 this evening. Otherwise, cloudy skies tonight. A 60% chance of showers with a low near 69. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. A 20% chance of rain with a high in the 80s. It's currently 73 degrees in Dallas, 75 in Fort Worth. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin.